Gun rights enthusiasts may have lost the election last fall, leading to new Democratic majorities in the House and Senate, but they have not given up. This year, they're packing committee hearings, wearing orange stickers proclaiming guns save lives, and they're applauding Republican Senator Richard Stewart of the Northern Neck. During a recent committee hearing, Stewart was critical of the idea that a red flag law might keep guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves or others.
What purpose does it serve to serve an order on him telling him to turn over his firearms? Couldn't he create havoc with a myriad of other things? And if this person is mentally disturbed, shouldn't we deal with that first?
The Republicans tried to amend the bill so that it was restricted to people who might do harm to themselves, not others. That idea was rejected by Senator Cree Deeds, a Democrat from Western Virginia.
Research has shown that people who intend to commit to kill themselves with a firearm are hindered when the firearm is removed, and suicide is much less likely to occur. Okay. In the states where this legislation is passed, that's what the studies show.
The House and Senate have now modified the proposal, so authorities now need to get a warrant in addition to a protective order, adding an additional trip to the courthouse to protect civil liberties. The bill is one of 8 gun control measures suggested by the governor. All of them are moving toward the governor's desk except one, an ill-fated assault weapons ban no longer on the table for this year. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.